are now joined by the race winner for tonight's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and the regular season champion as well, Corey Heim, driver of the number 11 Tricon Garage Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have a question for Corey, please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start over with Jacob.
Jacob Selman, Race Face Digital, a couple for you, Corey. First, 98 was the dominant truck, but is this another one of those where you just stayed in it, and put yourself in position when it mattered?
Yeah, to a sense. You know, I feel like it's hard to say whether he would have, you know, retained his speed, whether he wrecked or not. He was definitely a good bit better than us, I thought, throughout the majority of the race, but I did feel like we got progressively better as the night progressed. And it seemed like by the end of that run before we green flag pitted, we were kind of reeling them in a little bit. I mean, not to say that we were better than him by any means, but I think we were definitely making a little bit of progress from the, you know, dominant speed that he had at one point. So I certainly think the wreck that he was in probably slowed him down a little bit. I think it's safe to say. But at the end of the day, you know, we've kind of been in that spot a couple times this year where we've had misfortune and just people that are, you know, in that position can take advantage of it. And we were just that person tonight, so, or that team. So at the end of the day, just very proud of Tricon Garage for sticking with it. Them Toyota Safe Flight for all their support. And, you know, definitely a long night. I feel like I said, we got progressively better, but, you know, reigned supreme.
Into the playoffs with a bucket of points. I don't want to say you can coast through the first round, but does it make it easier for you guys to at least be able to plan and know that if something doesn't necessarily go to plan, that you've got that buffer to fall back on?
I don't think our mindset changes going into any of these races. You know, with our buffer, it definitely makes us, you know, feel confident going into these races, just that we've been there and done that and won the races. And we've also got a good, you know, caliber of races in the first round that we're plenty capable of performing well at. But yeah, you look at the last round and you got, you know, Talladega in the mix. I think that's, everyone kind of knows it's a big mess, I guess, at the end of the day. So, you know, just having those playoff points and that buffer is good to, you know, feel a little bit more safe going into that race, but you're never guaranteed anything in this sport. I think everyone has kind of learned that the hard way. So, yes, we definitely could use the points and we appreciate them and, you know, it means a lot, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still got to go out there and perform.
And does this win make you hate this place a little bit less?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's always struggled here. I don't know what it is about this place. And I mean, we were definitely better tonight than we were last year. I feel like we were just outside the top five pretty much the whole race last year and kind of the same in 23. And then my first time here in 22 is a big struggle. So I've never been here other than maybe with Sam Hunt last year and actually led laps legitimately and had a contending shot to win the race. So today was definitely a lot of progress in that direction. And, you know, the cup car too today was, you know, kind of teaching me a lot of what I needed to get better on, just looking at data compared to the really good guys and sort of going that direction helped a little bit. But to answer your question, yes, I think it's, you know, makes me hate it a little less, I guess, for lack of a better word. But had a lot of fun tonight at the end of the day, just sliding around. It's a tough track, as everyone knows, and to get a win here definitely means a lot.
Chris Powell, Couch Coach Lab, congratulations on the win. Walk us through the final laps. What was going through your mind as you were closing out this race?
Yeah, really was just thinking about when the 98 was going to sort of pick it up. You know, I feel like he struggled the first five laps of the run, or maybe he was just really sandbagging to save tire. I'm not really sure, but it seemed like we could drive straight by him the first 3 to 5 laps of a run, and then he would kind of break even, and then lap 10 would hit, and he would just go. So I knew that, you know, with me and the 17 side by side, if I, you know, let him get in front of me, the 17, we were probably going to be in trouble just being in dirty air and whatnot. And once I was finally able to clear him, just, you know, had to make pretty quick work of the 7, knowing that he had so much speed after lap 10. So it seemed like the wreck may have slowed him down a little bit. So that definitely played into why he never made that progress back. But I'd like to think that the track position and the dirty air sort of slowed that progress down as well. So a couple factors there at the end of the day. But for the most part, it's just kind of when the 98 was going to turn it on and go, you know. So thankfully he didn't, and we got to come home with a win.
Go to John in the center and then to Bob.
John Ubi Savage Ventures. So I know you're obviously very even-keeled, but with things that have happened in past seasons to disrupt championship dreams, just between you and me, does it feel extra, you know, satisfactory being able to put your foot on people's throats and get all of these different wins?
I don't think I look at it that way. I mean, it is, I mean, I think it's always nice to come in and win a bunch of races and, you know, contend every week and, you know, just makes you have confidence as a race car driver. But I don't ever think, you know, after a win, you know, I don't look back on previous championship races and, you know, gloat on that and think that that's, you know, redeeming for me. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to go to Phoenix this year and probably have more of that mindset in the sense that I'd like to redeem myself from those last two races. But I think everyone knows kind of the deal at Phoenix. I mean, I could win every race this year and, you know, not bring the best stuff to Phoenix or not be myself at Phoenix, and you just don't win. So it's kind of what I signed up for. It is what it is, and that's just kind of how it is.
And then from a strategy standpoint, I know it's very early on. You still have the first two rounds to go through, but is there a time at all at the shop where you guys kind of look ahead, like, hey, if we make it to Phoenix, here are some of the things we need to focus on that we struggled last year?
In a way, yeah. I think there's just specifically looking at our short track style package. I mean, Phoenix is kind of a weird one where it's flat and you're carrying a lot of speed, like a Loudon or maybe an Iowa or something like that, but it's not quite a short track, you know. So I feel like we've been strong on those style racetracks before, but never completely dominant like maybe our intermediate program is. So looking at that package specifically and closing in on maybe why we weren't dominant or why I'm not dominant personally, and just kind of honing in on that is definitely going to be important. But we definitely always been strong at Phoenix, so I don't think it's going to take more than a tweak to get it there. It's just, you know, very fine tuning as far as how we get that.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. What do you hope to get out of tomorrow? You're starting 32nd, so what's just how different is that and maybe the mindset versus today?
Yeah, I mean, certainly carrying a different mindset. I mean, starting from the pole at Richmond versus starting 32nd is, you know, definitely a bit different. I think, you know, you go from kind of figuring out how to lead the race to trying to figure out how to stay in the lead lap in the first stage. You know, it's a pretty big difference. But, you know, I think our speed was really good today. I think a lot of it comes down to just a lack of experience on my part for qualifying these cup cars, getting all the speed out of them, and also just having to go out first to qualify is not ideal here for sure. So, you know, the combination of the two led me to a 32nd place starting position, but I think our speed is definitely a lot better than that. I think we were in contention to be in the top 15 or top 10. So, the last two races, I haven't started very well either. I mean, I think it was a very slow climbing day, and I feel like, you know, I made a mistake in Nashville that took us out of it, but I think our speed was honestly top 15 to top 10 both races, and I think it's, you know, leaning that direction this time too. So just not making any mistakes, and a slow claw up the field and, you know, hopefully getting up there by the end of it is kind of the goal for me.
Go ahead.
Adam Cheek, Richmond Magazine. Corey, you spoke a little bit to, you know, kind of getting experience in the cup car and kind of getting adjusted to that too. Is there anything specific from tonight, you know, the race being a night or something like that, that you're taking away for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think specifically for this track, it's such a strange, different track. I mean, you know, we have basically no grip out there. It's very honed in on your technique and the way you approach it. It is different for sure, but I think the mindset and the technique, I guess, for lack of a better word, definitely carries over a little bit just for this racetrack itself. Once again, it's very unique, and I think just any laps definitely benefit me, especially, you know, looking at myself, I don't think I'm the greatest here by any means. So I think any extra laps are certainly beneficial for me personally.
We'll go to Michael, and then we'll come back over to Holly.
Michael Massey, Fresh Stretch. 7 wins at this point in the season is crazy. Like, you've been so dominant. But I know that, like, I don't know if you're this way, but a lot of racers focus on, like, the ones they didn't win as well. How many do you think you should have won at this point in the year? Do you not look at it that way?
I mean, it's easy to look back on it. I think it's, for us, like, when we went to a racetrack this year that maybe we, you know, maybe dominated or let a lot of laps out the previous year, and we go back to that track, it's like, oh, we ran really good here. Let's not tweak our package. Or let's kind of bring the same sort of strategy and mindset and stuff and just hope, you know, stuff doesn't hit the fan. So, you know, it's easy to look back and say, you know, the obvious ones like Homestead, I mean, I feel like really got away from us, and maybe Martinsville, but at the end of the day, you never know. I mean, we could have had a green white checkered, and I could have lost it like that too. So it's easy to look back and say you could have won these races, but I've had a lot of races that have personally got away from me because I, you know, messed up on a late race restart or something. So it's just, you never know to answer your question. And I definitely think we could add more. But this race, you know, looking at it individually, I mean, I feel like we probably didn't deserve the win as far as raw speed went. But circumstantially, we were able to win it. And it's been kind of the, you know, the opposite direction for us as well this year.
Go ahead, Holly.
Hi, Corey. Congratulations on tonight. When you are racing and winning and doing as well as you are, does that make you feel any differently towards approaching the championship this year than maybe it has in years past? Kind of the having the dominating season that you've had, does it raise your confidence so much more, or how is that different?
You know, last year winning, I think we won six last year, you know, I felt like we were the dominant truck throughout the year, obviously won the most races and kind of carried that into Phoenix knowing like we've had the best program and, you know, we're probably in the best spot to win a one race take all kind of deal. And, you know, we just didn't have it. I mean, we just didn't have the speed. I didn't, do my job. I messed up late and we didn't win. So it's like, even if you are the best in all, you know, calibers, which we're not, I mean, I feel like we're definitely the best in some ways, but you know, we're a very well-rounded team, you know, won a lot of races this year. Doesn't really matter when you go to Phoenix, you have to be on your game. I mean, you've seen guys kind of sneak in and just bring a really good truck and be on their game the one time. And that's all that really matters at the end of the day. So, it's the harsh reality of the sport. And, you know, I think we're kind of just used to it by now, you know, but, at the end of the day, we just have to do our best and bring the same trucks, you know, speed. I got to bring my same A game that I've brought to most of these races this year and just kind of hope it all goes well at that point.
Any final questions? All right. Well, congratulations, Corey. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.